And now, get ready for the Messengers Radio Show with Marcus and Trisha Draper.
Hello, this is Trisha and
Marcus Draper. Once again.
Once again, we're coming, we're back for you.
Thank you for all those wonderful applause back in the background.
Oh, yes, thank you. We just want to come to you today with just a simple, straightforward message. This is something that God laid on my heart today, and I just feel like I need to share it with everyone.
Right. If you were to put a title to today's message that we're going to be talking about, we would call it something like, In Jesus' Name.
Yes.
Because we're going to be talking about the power of Jesus and what he has done for us already and our authority.
Yes. So, this was in my journal for today, August 1st, 2015. He said to me, let me preface this by, I have a tendonitis in my shoulder, and so I was just thanking him for healing me, and I'm healed and whole, and the truth may be that I am hurting, but the truth is that I am healed and whole by the stripes of Jesus.
Amen.
So you need to remember that. Even if you're hurting, the truth is you are healed.
But a truth is you are hurting. So that's what a wise man named Larry Ferry told me one day. There are two truths in the world. There is a truth and there is the truth. A truth is, yes, the world sees it this way. But the truth is, in Jesus' name, you've been healed. In Jesus' name, these things have been taken care of on the cross 2,000 years ago.
Very good. All right, so this is what he said to me. He said, you are healed and whole. Take the authority I gave you and use it so I did not die in vain. Use my name for everything. That is where the power comes from. It is not in fancy words people speak or long-winded sermons. It's from the power of my name. Ask anything in my name and my Father will grant it to you. Now there are some verses that we could look up for those. First of all, John 14:13 says, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Goes on to John 14:14 and says, you may ask for anything in my name, and I will do it. Should I keep reading the scriptures?
Absolutely.
We'll just go on. We'll just keep reading these scriptures.
The word is how we grow.
Yes, it is. All right, so John 15:16 says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. If we jump over to John 16:23-24, I want to read that straight out of my Bible because it stops. I was using Bible Gateway to look up some verses, and that's a great thing to do. That really gets you into the verses. But I want to start in 16:23. It says, in that day you will no longer ask me anything. And this is Jesus speaking. He says, I tell you the truth. My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive and your joy will be complete. Yay! I like that. Your joy will be complete. He goes on to say, though I have been speaking figuratively, a time is coming when I will no longer use this kind of language, but will tell you plainly about my Father. In that day, you will ask in my name. I am not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf. No, the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I come from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. And that is chapter 16 of John, verses 23-28. So we can see he said several times in the word that you ask in his name. It's a powerful thing to ask in his name. So back to the journal, it says, this is the part that most people leave out. They ask for things and pray, but they don't use my name. So it doesn't have the power. My name is above every name. Use it. I died to give it to you. It's a pretty strong statement. He died to give us the power that he had in his name. It's my gift to you. And then he went on to say, pray without ceasing. You pray, or just talk to me. That's what prayer is, just talking to him. But others need to do it more, including myself. Others and myself need to do it more. We all need to do it more. He says, include me in your lives on purpose. I want to share in your joy and help you in your time of need. I want to be asked and invited in. I don't want to be an afterthought. I don't want to be the one you come to last after you have tried everything else. I will certainly still help you in those times, but I want to be first. I am a jealous God, and I want you to think of me first when things go right or wrong. I want to be your source of joy and the one you thank and get so excited about. I want you to share your joy with me. I want to also be your problem solver. I want you to come to me first when something isn't right. I want to be the first stop you make, not the last. If you let me, I will be the first and only one. There is need of human contact, but there is a greater need to include me. I think he was talking about there, just saying, like, if you have a problem, you would, like, go to one of your friends and say, I have this problem, you know, what could I do, da 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 da. He wants to be the ones that we go to and say, God, I have this problem, show me what to do, help me.
You know, when you read that, it I just saw in the spirit, God should be your one-way street.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's everything should lead straight to him. Every problem, every answer, every question, everything should lead to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wants to be, if you truly believe in him, if you truly believe what Jesus did for you, then you will trust him for every situation. Like we said yesterday, don't put God above your situation. Mm-hmm. If you will believe for everything, and I don't mean just some things. When I say everything, I mean everything. We talked about it yesterday when we said all means all in the Bible. So let God be your all for everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you will do that, if you will include him in every question, in every problem, in every, like I said, in every answer, in every single thing, then you will start going down that one-way street that leads to God in every situation.
Yes.
And you will have I guarantee you will have a lot better outlook than the world does.
Yes.
Now, sometimes Definitely. The answers may not be what you want.
That's true.
But
it's the best thing for you. He knows what you need.
Right.
And so you may think it's one thing, but he knows it's something else. And he also, speaking of that one-way street, he wants to share you to share your joy with him. You know, don't only go to him with problems, problems, problems. You know, thank him. Go and say, thank you, Jesus, for this day. Thank you, God, for loving me. You know, he wants to be happy with you, too.
Right.
He wants you to acknowledge him in good times, too. So he goes on to say, please trust me enough to come to me first when things go wrong. I'm not a last-ditch effort. I'm really the only one who can fix your problem. I may use other people to do it, but I can't help until you ask. So ask first, and you will not have the long, drawn-out process. Now he wants to clarify this. He says, now, you know that answers come in my timing, so don't expect it right away all the time. But the sooner you ask me, in my name, he's making this very plain, the sooner I can get to resolving your issues. Now, it may seem that unbelievers get their problems answered or fixed sooner, but there are different reasons for that. Sometimes their quote-unquote answers only lead to bigger problems. Sometimes their problems don't truly go away. They just get buried inside them, only to come out stronger in other areas of their lives. Other times, I will answer or fix their problems only to show them that I love them. I usually use a Christian or a believer to do this, so I can be a blessing to both people. So, there are many factors, but overall, I will always give the right answer, the only one that benefits you, to the answers, to the ones who ask in the name of Jesus. Use my name. I died to give it to you for a reason. It's not to be taken lightly or used in unkingdom-like ways. People who use this name without knowing the power behind it call devastation or condemnation on themselves. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord God in vain. It's in the book, the Bible, and very important. So, it's always saying little things like that. But that is over in Exodus 20, verse 7.
So, as Trisha turns there.
You want to say something?
It'd be great if we had a commercial put in here, huh?
Yeah, really. All right. These are the Ten Commandments. And this is the second commandment. He says in Exodus 27, "You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name." So it's very, a very strong name, and it's a very strong situation to use it. You know, you have to use it in the right way. So finished in the end, he says, "I love you, and I want you to get this message out. It will not only help people, but show them the truth. Trust me, people need this information right now. Don't let them use my name flippantly. There is power, and they should expect power when they say it. Expect the best from the best." I like that. That's really cool. "Tell my people, I love you, go and do." And so, remember, I always want to preface this by saying, when he's talking to me and he's saying, you, sometimes it's personal, but most of the time it's meant for everyone. You know, these words are for everyone, not just for me. So that's what he gave me today. And we just wanted to do a little talk about that, because that is very, very important that you use his name correctly and that you know the power that you're using it with.
And some of you may actually be out there and you have no idea what we're talking about. You've never put your faith or trust in God. You've never really understood what Jesus did. Maybe you've seen something on TV, Jesus on a cross, blood, all this other stuff, and you're just thinking, this guy died? Okay, so what's the deal? In order to be in heaven, you must do something. You have to put your faith and trust in the Lord and in Jesus Christ. And in order to do that, we're going to look at the Bible. But I want you to understand that choosing to follow Christ, it is as your Lord and Savior, it's the most important decision that you will ever make in your entire life. So let's look over. It says in Romans 10, verses 8 and 9, and 10 and 13. We're going to be looking at God's word, the promise of God. And this is what he says. We're actually not going to read 8. We're going to go to Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. It says that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that Jesus raised him from the dead, that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Sorry, that's just a little important thing, because Jesus was the Son on earth and God was in heaven. And so God was the one who raised Jesus from the dead.
And then it goes over in verse 10 that says, For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. Now if we'll drop down to verse 13 in Romans 10, it says, For whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
And there again is calling on that name.
Right. Now, if you have never prayed, or if you have never asked Jesus to come into your life, right now is a wonderful time, because we don't have a promise of a tomorrow or even a today, a completion of the day. So, it's very, very simple. All you have to do is ask and receive. So, if you are ready to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to pray this out loud. I don't care where you're at. I want you to pray this out loud. All right?
It's important to say it out loud. not only so that you can hear it, but so that Satan can hear it too.
That's right. So pray this. Just repeat after me. Jesus, I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead, and by faith in your word, I receive salvation now. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Amen.
So that is one of the most, like I said, the most important decisions you will ever make in your life. But I want you to know that the very moment that you committed your life to Jesus Christ, the truth of his word is going to instantly come to pass in your spirit. And now that you're born again, that's what that means when you're praying. That means that there's a brand new you. And if you just prayed that, we would love to help you continue to grow and understand the decision that you just made. So please contact us. If you will go to our website, if you're listening through some other means, you can go to themessengersradio.com, and there is a contact button on the main site. You can click on that, and you can email us. Now, we won't share your name or we won't share your story if you don't want us to, but I think testimonies are amazing.
Yes, they are.
So when you are pulled out of something by the Lord, some dark place, because a lot of us are in dark, came from dark places, and I know I did for sure.
We all did, because we are all sinful.
Right. But if you have a testimony that you want to share, that you want us to share, we could even record you or have you record yourself and send it to us, and we'll share it on the show.
Yes.
But please let us know. We want to love on you. We want to make sure you understand about the decision you just made. We don't want you just to say to pray that and stay stagnant, because the devil will come immediately to steal the word that we're telling you, and to steal the decision that you've made.
Yes.
I want you to understand something that's very important. The devil can't stop what you've got, but he can stop what you're waiting on.
That's good.
Yeah. So please contact us. And we want to thank you guys for listening today. We love you, and hope to have something new out for you again soon.
Yes.
All right. Have a blessed day.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sharing the gospel around the world. You're listening to The Messengers.